2018年，精编初中英语教学与评估。
Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. More and more students prefer to go to school by school bus.
More and more students prefer to go to school by school bus.
2. Some old people who live alone are in need of care and love.
Some old people who live alone are in need of care and love.
3. Now we can shop online for almost anything we want.
Now we can shop online for almost anything we want.
4. Taking a shower may use less water than having a bath.
Taking a shower may use less water than having a bath.
5. A lovely baby panda was born in Shanghai Wild Animal Park.
A lovely baby panda was born in Shanghai Wild Animal Park.
6. If you want to go to the airport, you can travel by underground.
If you want to go to the airport, you can travel by underground.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Hi Susan, how was your trip to Hangzhou?
Pretty good, except that it rained a lot. What was the weather like in Shanghai when I was away?
Oh, it was very hot and sunny.
Question, what was the weather like in Shanghai? 请再听一遍。
Hi Susan, how was your trip to Hangzhou?
Pretty good, except that it rained a lot. What was the weather like in Shanghai when I was away?
Oh, it was very hot and sunny.
Question, what was the weather like in Shanghai?
Eight. What did you do last Sunday, Jane?
I went to a movie with my friend. What about you?
I spent the whole day in the library, looking for books on American history.
Question. What did Jane do last weekend? 请再听一遍。
What did you do last Sunday, Jane?
I went to a movie with my friend. What about you?
I spent the whole day in the library, looking for books on American history.
Question, what did Jane do last weekend? Nine. What about the new fitness center?
It's wonderful. You can do a lot of sports there.I played tennis last Saturday and watched a basketball match.
Would you like to go skating there with me next weekend?
Good idea.
Question, what kind of sport will the man do next weekend? 请再听一遍。What about the new fitness center?
It's wonderful. You can do a lot of sports there.I played tennis last Saturday and watched a basketball match.
Would you like to go skating there with me next weekend?
Good idea.
Question, what kind of sport will the man do next weekend?
10. Mary, shall we go to the talk show tonight?
I don't mind that, but sometimes it can be a bit boring.
That's true. What about a football match?
That sounds great.
Question. What does Mary think of talk shows?
请再听一遍。
Mary, shall we go to the talk show tonight?
I don't mind that, but sometimes it can be a bit boring.
That's true. What about a football match?
That sounds great.
Question. What does Mary think of talk shows?
Eleven. Anything I can do for you?
Yes, I'm looking for a red skirt for my daughter.
What size would you like it?
Medium, please.
Question. What does the man want for his daughter?
请再听一遍。
Anything I can do for you?
Yes, I'm looking for a red skirt for my daughter.
What size would you like it?
Medium, please.
Question. What does the man want for his daughter?
Twelve. Excuse me. How can I go to the railway station?
It's quite a long way for you to walk, I think.
How can I get there, then?
You can take a number 7 bus here. The bus stop is just over there.
Question. How will the man get to the railway station?
请再听一遍。
Excuse me. How can I go to the railway station?
It's quite a long way for you to walk, I think.
How can I get there, then?
You can take a number 7 bus here. The bus stop is just over there.
Question. How will the man get to the railway station? 13. What's the trouble with you?
I had a fall during the race.
You cut your leg, so I will have to wash the cut and put some medicine on it.
Is it serious?
Not really.
Question. What is the possible relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
What's the trouble with you?
I had a fall during the race.
You cut your leg, so I will have to wash the cut and put some medicine on it.
Is it serious?
Not really.
Question. What is the possible relationship between the two speakers? 14. You look so sleepy and tired. Anything wrong, Tim?
I've got a terrible headache.
Sorry to hear that. I hope you didn't catch the cold.
I stayed up too late and played video games all night.
Take care. Health is the most important thing.
Question. Why does Tim look so sleepy and tired?
请再听一遍。
You look so sleepy and tired. Anything wrong, Tim?
I've got a terrible headache.
Sorry to hear that. I hope you didn't catch the cold.
I stayed up too late and played video games all night.
Take care. Health is the most important thing.
Question. Why does Tim look so sleepy and tired? 15. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Yesterday was Tina Smith's 10th birthday. Mrs. Brown, her piano teacher, gave her a nice necklace with her initials TS on it.When Tina's father saw the necklace, he was very surprised.
I'm sure I've seen a necklace just like this one before. Where did you get it from, Tina?
Mrs. Brown gave it to me as my birthday gift, and she bought it in a gift shop when she was traveling in Hong Kong.
Really? I'm sure I've seen a necklace just like that in a photo I've got. Tina, fetch that box of photographs.
Okay, but are you sure you saw it before?
Oh, yes. Here it is. Look, this is a photo of my grandma, your great-grandma. She is wearing a necklace with TS on it. It's exactly the same as yours, right? Show this necklace to your grandma right now. She knows the story.
Grandma, have a look at the necklace.
Oh, dear, that was my mother's necklace, I'm sure. My father made the necklace himself for her. I can still remember the mark. It was TS. Look, here is the mark, but I think she lost it. How did you get it?
Wow, cool! Great Grandma's necklace has come home!
请再听一遍。
Yesterday was Tina Smith's 10th birthday. Mrs. Brown, her piano teacher, gave her a nice necklace with her initials TS on it. When Tina's father saw the necklace, he was very surprised.
I'm sure I've seen a necklace just like this one before. Where did you get it from, Tina?
Mrs. Brown gave it to me as my birthday gift, and she bought it in a gift shop when she was traveling in Hong Kong.
Really? I'm sure I've seen a necklace just like that in a photo I've got. Tina, fetch that box of photographs.
Okay, but are you sure you saw it before?
Oh, yes. Here it is. Look, this is a photo of my grandma, your great-grandma. She is wearing a necklace with TS on it. It's exactly the same as yours, right? Show this necklace to your grandma right now. She knows the story.
Grandma, have a look at the necklace.
Oh, dear, that was my mother's necklace, I'm sure. My father made the necklace himself for her. I can still remember the mark. It was TS. Look, here is the mark, but I think she lost it. How did you get it?
Wow, cool! Great Grandma's necklace has come home!
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Work today is very different from the way it was 50 or even 20 years ago. In the past, most people got up early in the morning, traveled to their offices by bus, train, or car, worked 8 hours, and traveled home again.In today's world, many companies are changing this way of working. More and more people work from home. This means that they needn't travel to an office every day. This is possible, of course, because of technology like the internet, the fax, and video telephones, where you can see other people when you talk to them. These telephones also let you talk to many people at the same time.The money is the same, but there is less time wasted on travel. Is it better or worse than working in an office? Well, if you work from home and your neighbor doesn't, when he is leaving for the office at 7 o'clock, you're getting up. He is sitting in his car at 7:30, and you're drinking a cup of coffee and checking your emails. At 8 o'clock, when your neighbor is arriving at the office,You're taking a shower. After that, you have breakfast and begin your day's work. At lunchtime, you aren't very hungry, so you decide to continue working. You work until 4 o'clock, check your emails, and then relax. You take your dog to the park for a run. At 6 o'clock, you're watching the news when your neighbor arrives home.
请再听一遍。
Work today is very different from the way it was 50 or even 20 years ago. In the past, most people got up early in the morning, traveled to their offices by bus, train, or car, worked 8 hours, and traveled home again. In today's world, many companies are changing this way of working. More and more people work from home. This means that they needn't travel to an office every day. This is possible, of course, because of technology like the internet, the fax, and video telephones, where you can see other people when you talk to them. These telephones also let you talk to many people at the same time. The money is the same, but there is less time wasted on travel. Is it better or worse than working in an office? Well, if you work from home and your neighbor doesn't, when he is leaving for the office at 7 o'clock, you're getting up. He is sitting in his car at 7:30, and you're drinking a cup of coffee and checking your emails. At 8 o'clock, when your neighbor is arriving at the office, you're taking a shower. After that, you have breakfast and begin your day's work. At lunchtime, you aren't very hungry, so you decide to continue working. You work until 4 o'clock, check your emails, and then relax. You take your dog to the park for a run. At 6 o'clock, you're watching the news when your neighbor arrives home.